Welcome to Split Second, presented by Zerkops. I am Sean Whitfield, and joining me is the one and only Tammy Zerk, owner of Zerkops. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, Sean.
Glad to have you back in the studio.
I know. I'm glad to be back.
It's been a little while.
It's only been a minute, Sean.
Only a few months. That few, we say, very long.
It has not been 36 months.
It has been a few months, and I would say you've been doing well, but that's not necessarily maybe a total true statement. You've been going through some stuff as far as, how would you describe it? I'll just let you describe it.
I've had a few adventures. How's that?
Okay.
Health
adventures. A few challenge health journey adventures.
The business has been great. My health has not. But yeah. I'm on the rebound. And that's a whole nother reason that I am back.
And that's part of what today's show is going to be about.
Yes.
Is your health.
It is. And yeah, so just we want to kind of break down what's been going on and what's actually helping me come out of it and get back, you know, hit the ground running.
Yeah. Well, Split Second presented by Zerkops. When this was started a few years ago, it was to get the message out about who Zerkops was and what you guys did. And I'm just going to assume that we've got a lot of new listeners today. We've got a lot of new people that are new to Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can watch the local news or open up a newspaper and see we've got people moving to Chattanooga from all over the country, from California, from the Northeast, from various places, and they're new to Chattanooga. So they may not know. So first of all, to get started, tell people who Tammy Zerk is, and then tell us who Zerkops is.
Okay. I am a very...
This ought to be good, because we could turn a whole show into what Tammy is. I just want to hear what she describes herself as. I've known Tammy about 15 years or so, and I could certainly tell people, but I want to hear what Tammy's got to say.
I'm just going to say I'm adventurous and I like challenges. That's what I'm going to say. So,
and when she walks in a room, she's in control.
That doesn't sound so
I mean
nice.
That in a good way. I mean that in a good way. With
okay.
respect.
Yes, I understand. All right. So we have Zerkops Security and Training. My husband, Ron Zerk, he's a master instructor at Chattanooga Police. So what our company does is we do firearm training. That is pistol, rifle, shotgun. It is basic, intermediate, advanced, tactical, whatever the client needs. We do self-defense training, and self-defense training is we have several different levels. We have it for men's defensive tactics. We have women's, it's called the Divas 360 class. We have three different levels for that. We have children's class, 10 and under, that is basically an anti-bullying self-defense class for them. And then we have our junior divas, and we have our junior boys class. So all of them are kind of broken up into ages, because we can't really teach our junior and younger kids what we teach the adults, especially our young ladies who are so emotional during that age of 11 to 14. I don't need them taking out some girl at school because she stole her boyfriend or something. So we have to be careful about all of that. Mm-hmm. And then coming into, we have a basic blade. We have knife training. A lot of people are more comfortable carrying a knife than they are a gun. We have lots of different areas. We do all the levels of different security guard training, armed, unarmed. You know, we do their pepper spray, their taser, their baton, their handcuffing, their defensive tactics, their safe restraints, their de-escalation, their CPR, first aid, all of those different certifications for the state. So we have a lot going on over there. We are a full training company and a full security guard contract company. Mm-hmm. So we stay busy.
So basically, you could say the Zerkop umbrella, so to speak, is all about self-defense. Mm-hmm. And protecting you and your family.
Absolutely.
And then the commercial side of your business is security guards. Mm-hmm. For example, there may be an industrial or manufacturing plant that employs a few hundred people, and it is your job at ZerkOps to handle the security for the operation.
Correct. So we do a lot of different companies, businesses, churches, schools, banks, and also
events.
Events. Yeah. Tons and tons of events.
Yeah. And you guys are very good at it, too. Mm. I mean, and whether it's small or large, because you've done some really big events.
I have. And a lot of it stems from, even when our employees are hired in, the first thing they have to understand is I'm very particular on how they look, how they act, how they walk, talk, how they represent. I mean, the one mistake I made was I put my name across their chest. So they're the first representative, that, you know, of me everywhere they go. And so it's very important to me that they do it right. And we actually have, I have to say, the Lord has blessed us with some amazing employees. And I'm thankful every day. And the Lord takes care of our business. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that every time He sends us a new contractor, He sends us new employees, He fits them together. If He sends a contract, then He automatically sends me the people for that contract. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing. I don't know why I'm ever shocked, but it's still, every time it happens, my whole office, we're all just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, every time.
Yeah, very good testimony. And so many times in life, when you lose something or you have a tragedy, you find that God opens up another door and fulfills your loss, and oftentimes makes it even better.
Yeah, and I believe that's majority of the time that is the way it happens. And it's always, for me, it's like... one of my assistants, she was talking today, and so I just started another company, and it's a industrial cleaning company, and it just kind of fell in my lap, and that's the way everything happens. He just sends it to me.
Yeah.
And I do my best. I'm very diligent in making sure I do my part.
Yeah.
With the hard work and making it happen, you know, because he'll take care of us. But you have to do your part.
Yeah.
It doesn't just hand it to you. And so my assistant was just sitting there. She was just blown away. She goes, I can't believe you just did this. And I said, well, I kind of told you I wanted to. And if I decide I want to, you know it's going to happen at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I am learning this so fast.
Heck, let's just start a revival. Can we get an amen out there from somebody? All right. Well, let's talk for just a moment about what the mission and purpose is of Split Second.
Okay. So I started Split Second because I have so many people come into our classes, and every time I teach a defense class, every time I teach a gun class, I am amazed at how much just people in general do not know. I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because there's so many simple things you can't know unless somebody actually tells you, right? But the situational awareness, just eye-opening things that I say in class, because in my classes, I always try to include as much as possible, kind of slide in the situational awareness and the self-defense and all the different ways that you feel your classroom, you feel the people, their energy, you know, and what they need, if that makes sense. And so I try to always talk about it and fit that in. And I'm always amazed at just the, I don't mean to sound bad, but clueless that a lot of people are about today's world and what's going on around them, what they need to watch for, and, mm-hmm. you know, paying attention to that little gut feeling, that little voice that tells you this isn't a good idea. So many people don't pay attention to that little voice.
And many are just simply uneducated on this topic.
Absolutely. There is so much information that people need. And so I decided that, you know, I can't get everybody in my classes. It doesn't matter. But maybe I can get the information to them with the podcast. Maybe they will listen. Maybe they will take it to heart. Maybe it will help save someone and their families, you know.
One thing that I have learned with marketing, especially with marketing, is there is a lot of different methods to get your message out there. some people read email newsletters. Some people get their information from the news. Some people might see it from a billboard, or they might see it from a very well done website. And then there's podcast. And podcast is not for everybody, but by gosh, it is growing. It is growing substantially. Yeah. And the nice thing about a podcast is it's something that meets everyone's schedule, meaning you're in control of when you get that information and you listen it to a podcast at your convenience, under your terms, at whatever location you choose to do it, whether it's driving down the road or it's working out in the gym. Every time I'm in the gym every day, I've got a podcast going on in my headset. So this is just another way to get the message out of what's going on at ZerkOps, because there's so much going on at ZerkOps with classes. Tammy, for the last several years, every time I talk to you, it seems like there's a new class of some kind. There's a new need out there. Or you've discovered there's a need there that needs to be fulfilled.
Yeah. We are constantly coming up with new stuff to help fill needs, you know, for different ages and different places and different locations. Like, we teach a lot of active shooter. We teach a lot of de-escalation and safe restraint and all of these things. We teach a lot of situational awareness classes. Yeah. Like right now, I am so booked up with private defense classes. I just finished a junior diva class at a big church. And I have another class the very next weekend. And so I have so many private defense classes lined up. And a lot of them, they always want the situational awareness and the defense together, because you need them both.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody, I think, because of the way the world is, people are waking up, mm-hmm. and they're understanding that, you know, even if you have a gun, majority of the time, you're going to have to fight first before you can even get to your gun.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are just starting to pay more attention to the craziness of the world and how it's affecting their family and how it's getting closer to us. We always think, oh, it's in another country or it's in another state. Well, you know what? We say that about active shooter too, but it came right here to Chattanooga and we lost 5 friends. And everything, never ever think that it can't touch you.
Yeah. For all of our listeners out there, I want to assure you this is just a small sample of what you're going to be able to expect on Split Second presented by ZerkOps. There's going to be a lot more that we'll be sharing with you throughout the upcoming podcast in the future. Tammy, since this is being recorded, I'm going to get you on the record. How often will people be able to hear Split Second?
didn't we say we're just going to try for once a month?
Okay, just asking. I didn't know. I couldn't remember if it was once a month, every other week.
We
or
did
just
say
how
every
often.
Other week, didn't we? We said every other week.
I thought we did, but I could be mistaken, okay. Because I get mixed up with different people that are doing various podcasts here.
It's every other week, yes.
So we're making the commitment to listeners.
We are.
That they can expect to hear Tammy Zerk giving them a new lesson every other week.
Yes, and you might even hear the Mr. Zerk on here giving you some lessons too.
Yeah, Ron Zerk. And a little bit later, we'll have to get Ron in here, and he's got quite the resume. Matter of fact, they don't even make a wall big enough to put up all his framed certificates. He's got so many.
This is so true. I have like 3 huge binders that are completely packed with certificates. And the thing is that I also have another big stack just from this past year in a tray that hasn't made it to the binder yet.
Yeah. So we'll get Ron in here, but we got a lot of great topics we're going to be discussing as Split Second goes along. Tammy, today, when we come back after the break, you've got 2 special guests that are going to be joining us here on the first episode of the renewal of Split Second. You got Dr. Callie Seymour from Scenic City Clinic of Chiropractic and Nutrition, and her daughter Annalise. I'm sorry. Annalise. I'm glad you corrected
yes,
me.
Yes. I'm excited to have them here with us today, because Dr. Callie, I just have to say, her and the people she works with, are so wise, and she has so much information, and it comes from the passion of the heart. When you really believe in something that you're doing, and you want the best for the people you're working with.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to have them here.
Well, we mentioned at the beginning of this episode that Tammy had been going through some health issues, and she found it only appropriate today to have Dr. Callie Seymour to be on the first reintroduction issue of Split Second, because Dr. Callie has changed your life over the last few months, and you're going to share a little bit about your story, and then she's going to share a little bit about her story and how she helped you as well.
Yeah. Dr. Callie and Dr. Christie are both amazing, and have, I absolutely recommend them to anybody.
Yeah. So basically, the best way to describe them is they have changed your life for the better.
They have.
Because you are in a place with your health that you never want to be again.
Absolutely.
And we will elaborate on that and more when we come back after the break. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us today. We've got more Split Second presented by ZerkOps as we continue. For Tammy Zerk, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
If you have turned the TV on in the past year, then I don't have to explain the importance of learning self-defense. Here at ZerkOps, we offer classes for all ages, children, juniors, women only, co-ed, and seniors. All of our classes are handicap friendly. No matter your age, size, or physical fitness level, we have a class for you. It is important that you know how to defend yourself exactly as you are. Check out our classes at ZerkOps.com.
As we continue Split Second presented by ZerkOps, I am Sean Whitfield along with Tammy Zerk. And Tammy, today we've got two guests joining us here in the Optimize You studio, and I'll let you have the pleasure of introducing them.
Thank you. Today I'd like to welcome Dr. Callie Seymour and her beautiful little daughter, Annalise, to our studio.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So, Tammy, I understand that you have had quite a journey with Dr. Callie Seymour. So,
it's been an adventure. This whole time I haven't been doing this podcast has been an adventure, if you really want to know about it.
Yeah.
But I know we haven't been back in the studio for, in your opinion, 3 years, and my opinion, two.
Well, we'll just say it's more than two or right at 2 years, but we are changing that bad habit.
We are. But I've kind of been down and out a little over with some health problems. But through this journey, I discovered through actually my HR manager, I was introduced to Dr. Callie and the group over at the Scenic City, you know, clinic in Cairo, and I was really excited, nervous, but excited when I set up my first visit to come over there. But I want to talk about today just that, how that journey affected pretty much everything in my life. And when I actually showed up at their office, I was very discouraged, and I was just so, I can't tell you how bad it was at the time, because I was so upset.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about how you came to know Dr. Seymour.
So back, let's see, a year and a half now, I had neck surgery. I wasn't planning on it. Everything just kind of happened so quickly. And I ended up having a double disc replacement in my neck. And that put me down for a little while. But during that process, I ended up having, it was less than a month, I ended up having kind of like an emergency hysterectomy. So I still hadn't healed from the neck surgery yet. And I went straight into another major surgery. And it really knocked me down. It messed up my hormones. And during that time, I had to get a lot of three, four different blood transfusions, which all I can say is I must have got some young guy's blood donation, because it jacked my testosterone through the roof. It messed up all my hormones, everything. And when I came to see Dr. Callie and them, it was number one to straighten out my spine and my neck situation that I had going on with a lot of headaches at that time.
So you were just a mess.
I was a wreck. That's what I was. I was a total wreck. And I'm not saying I'm not still half part, a little bit of a wreck.
And she became part of your solution.
She did. And so when I came over there, they did all of the, you know, typical stuff, the x-rays and the blood work. They do a step farther. They do automatic blood work on a lot of different things that I was amazed. Because when they presented me with my package of what my problem, all of my problems really were, I was speechless, because you feel what's going on, but you don't have an explanation. You don't have the picture. And they broke everything down into tiny little details that just blew me away, but yet it explained everything I was going through. Mm-hmm. And then they also do nutrition, so then that helped me start getting on the right path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you allow them to meet and talk to your husband, Ron?
Well, after they started working on me, I pushed him right on in there.
You slid him right in there. I didn't know if they came to Ron and said, okay, now we've heard Tammy's version. What's your version? Just tell us how bad those hormones are messed up.
He's so sweet. He's been such a champ through this entire
experience, for sure.
And he has taken care of me. I mean, here's how he has taken care of me. One of my closest friends, she's like, I don't know, 12, 13 years younger than me, but she had a double hip replacement surgery 6 days after my neck surgery. And so I was the one, I took her to the hospital. I waited on her for surgery. Now, I'm not supposed to drive for 4 weeks. Nobody tell. But then I took her back home with me. And then we were both on the couch for 2 weeks with Ron as our nurse. Mm. I was like, I should have got him the little outfit, but, you know, I didn't.
So I can only assume he scored well and did well.
He did so good. He cooked for us. He waited on us. He took such great care of us.
You should do that more often.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's good at it.
He was. I said, you should be in the medical field.
Yeah.
He did great. But yes, he's been a real trooper through all of this. But as soon as they got my program set up, I just slid him right in there with appointments and put him on track. And they have a great machine. I want her to kind of talk about it. On that they're working on the scar tissue in his knees, and it's helped a lot.
So your relationship with Scenic City Clinic and chiropractic and nutrition, it began how long ago? Do you recall?
It's been somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
Okay, so 4 and 5 months. And so when you came in, just to put it bluntly, I described it, you were a mess.
Yes, I was.
And they have been able to do things that have just changed your life, it sounds like.
It has. It is, number one, just the fact that helping work on my neck has made such a huge difference with my headaches. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed just in that alone, because I was having them daily.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask Tammy to pause for just a moment. Dr. Seymour, I want to get your perspective. Tammy comes walking in your office. You meet her for the first time. What did you think? What was your impression of what was going on?
Well, a train wreck. A lot of knots to untangle. Yes, quite a few knots to untangle. But we see that a lot, especially with the specific type of technique that we do. We treat a lot of very serious conditions where no one else will touch this person. No one else mm-hmm. has any hope for them or has any help for them. So our job is to identify any place that there's interference in the body's natural healing mechanisms. Like, the body was made to self-heal. If it's not doing that, there's something getting in the way. And it's either structural, or it's nutritional, or it's chemical. And so our job is to really find out where those interferences are, and then get in there and begin to remove whatever interference we find so that the body can heal itself.
I'm very familiar with the chiropractic profession, but it's seldom you ever hear the nutrition side of the world coming into what you do. Yes. Is that always been your form of in doing business and your method?
Yes, on some level. I've had other practices, and when I came to come on board with the Scenic City Clinic Group, I practiced with Dr. Christy Osborne and Dr. Todd Osborne, and we are all super passionate about the wholeness of the experience. When you bring nutrition in, you know, you have to support the body. Once the nervous system is aligned correctly and it's beginning to correct fight or flight imbalances, and it's beginning to give you better neurological flow from the brain to the brainstem to the rest of the body, you then have to support it with nutrition. You can't just eat a bunch of junk and, you know, not sleep and not drink water and expect your body to function correctly, because that's not the way it was made. You have to support those systems.
When you say nutrition, is holistic health also included in that mix?
Yes sir, yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, our job is to prevent the use of unnecessary drugs and surgery whenever possible. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot of patients that'll come in post-op. You know, they'll come in and they've already got those insults. They've already got those things that have changed their chemistry or they've changed their structure. So we do a very specific type of technique called Atlas Orthogonal, where we use a very precise instrument and an X-ray analysis that allows us to intervene in cases like Tammy's, where there's, like, you know, there's things have surgically changed permanently. Like, you can't adjust a bone that's been surgically fixated. And so you can go above it and below it, and you can still make a lot of correction. But the old style of manual adjustments isn't always appropriate for cases like that. And I did practice that way for about 12 years. So there's definitely some benefit to that. You get gross motion. You get some benefits to that. But when you get cases that they can't be manually adjusted, like, you have to have a different way to be able to help that person. And the brain and the body will still adapt tremendously well, even when there's things that appear to be permanent changes people didn't think they could ever recover from. And I think a lot of people misunderstand that about the chiropractic. They don't understand there's several different techniques, and if the practitioner masters those techniques, we can have some miraculous results. And because it's not us, it's the body was made to do it. So if we can get in there and figure out why it's not doing that and remove those reasons, then the patient gets better. So there's almost no case that we would consider hopeless. Because I don't want to use an absolute in this scenario. I've not come across anyone yet in 30 years of practice that we couldn't at least help improve their quality of life. Not one.
Just to interject here, I was turned down by several different chiropractors that would not touch me at all because of the surgery until I came to Dr. Galley.
How many of those that you spoke with thought that you had a more serious condition than what a chiropractor would have any business addressing?
Yeah, they just said that, you know, they didn't want the liability. They didn't want to touch it.
Didn't want the risk.
Mm-mm. None.
Was that ever a concern for you?
Absolutely not. It's not. We eliminate those risks because we know what we're doing. We'll run correct tests. We don't do anything that we don't feel like is going to absolutely benefit the patient. If we feel like we got to run more diagnostics before we even begin to treat, we will do that 100%. But there's no liability if you're not blind. Like, we're not guessing. We've got correct X-rays. We've got labs. We've got the patient's symptoms. We've got the examination. We know how we can intervene safely and what we can do and what we shouldn't do. So if you know that on the front side, then there should be no fear.
How do you define what is needed with the nutrition part? Is that done just with a sit-down consultation, or is that also done that way and also blood work?
Good question. How does that work? Yeah. So, no, we do run diagnostics because the symptom survey is only going to tell you so much. For example, headaches. Okay, headaches can be caused by multiple different reasons. So headaches doesn't really tell me anything. It doesn't tell me how to intervene because what, you know, your headaches may be menopausal. Hers may be anemia. Mine may be something in my neck. Yours may be aspartame in soda that you're drinking that you didn't know was neurotoxin. So you can't just go by the symptom. You have to go by the function of the body. What is not functioning well that's creating a headache in all of us, but four different reasons for that headache. So to do that, chiropractically, yes, we would, of course, do correct X-rays, and we do send out if we need an MRI or a CT or something more aggressive, we will send that out. We do x-rays in-house. And then nutritionally, we will do a full lab analysis. The tests we run will be based on the patient's presentation. And if it doesn't give us enough information, then we go deeper. We do have a full panel called SBN or science-based nutrition that we'll use as a starting point for most people. And then we'll add certain labs onto that if it's appropriate for the patient. For example, we have some saliva testing that we may do if hormones aren't correcting like they should with certain protocols, or even on the front side, maybe with the blood work, we'll add saliva hormone testing. And, you know, that's basically what we do there is run diagnostics. Then once we get those diagnostics back, we'll put all the pieces of that puzzle together and develop a protocol that's best suited for the patient. And then they'll just execute that plan. They'll follow that. We'll monitor them. We'll be there to support that process, because it's a bit of a dance sometimes. Because, you know, what strawberries may be beneficial for one person and they may be, you know, anaphylactic for someone else. So you can't always do such a cookie cutter approach with when it comes to nutrition. So, yes, we do diagnostics.
Tammy, from the time you began to go to Scenic City Clinic of Chiropractic and Nutrition, how many times had you been before you started seeing significant improvements? Was it rather quickly?
As soon as they put my atlas back where it's supposed to be, I felt a difference. Because my whole body, it was just out of sync. It was, you know, I told you it was kind of crooked. Anyway, one leg I always felt was shorter than the other because I thought my hip was out, but it was just my neck. And so as soon as they did that first thing, I felt the difference.
How did you correct your hormone problem?
We're working on that. They have me on a nutrition supplement and, you know, meal plan. So I am, that's a current ongoing process.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
And so all this began, I think you said 3 or 4 months ago. How many times have you been there now? Do you recall?
I started out the first month and a half, 2 months, I went 3 times a week to get adjusted. Because when I walked in, I was like, okay, I want everything. Just do everything that you can offer me, because I want to start at ground zero and I want to fix this. That's where I was in my mindset. So 3 times a week, and then now I'm going 2x a week. And I think she said yesterday or whatever that now I will soon be switching to 1x a week.
Yeah. So it's a process.
It's 100% it's a process.
Yeah. It takes patience, it sounds like.
It absolutely does. But if you think about it, I mean, that's the way healing works. It's not, we just got so used to rushing things. We get so used to quick fixes, and that's what we look for, but it's not accurate when it comes to health. If you think about someone who, you know, say after surgery has not been able to work out for 6 months and they have to go back to the gym for the first time, they're not going to go back at the pace that they left. They have to start over. And anything to do with the body requires a measure of repetition and a measure of maintenance and a measure of retraining. So when we first set her atlas, and you know, the atlas is the top bone of the neck. It's the very first one, and it locks into the second bone called the axis. And when that is displaced, you have a tremendous amount of pressure on the nervous system, a tremendous amount of pressure on the spinal cord right at that brainstem level. So it can create anything from severe headaches to severe depression and even anxiety. You know, and
can that have an effect on acid reflux?
Yeah, 100%. 100% it can. And there's also a section in the upper mid back, right? We are right around T6 that has an impact on, you know, acid reflux as well. That can, if that bone is out and it's putting pressure on that nerve, you're going to have an increase in stomach acidity. And so, yeah, the spine, you know, life comes from the brain and the brainstem.
Yeah.
Every organ that you have has a nerve that goes to it. And if that nerve is being impinged upon, you're going to have less than optimal function.
I knew that was my problem. I had the problem with a T6. I knew exactly where T6 was. No, that's very good information you're sharing. Tammy, for someone out there listening that perhaps is maybe in a similar situation you were, what advice would you have to give them?
You know what? I say absolutely, you know, get past the fear. A lot of people are scared to go to a chiropractor. But the way they do it, it's not the pop and crunch, you know, twist and turn you like normal, most chiropractors, I'll say. Mm-hmm. I would say absolutely go do it. The change in the way you live your life, how much better it helps you. One of my biggest problems was not being able to focus and not think clearly. I was in such a brain fog, and I'm running three businesses, so that made it very difficult for me to sit at my desk all day and do what I needed to do. And the problem was, is I wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, what quality of life do you want? What are you willing to do to get that quality of life? And I say this is a great avenue, because they really dig out the problem. Mm-hmm. And they kind of hold you accountable to fixing that problem too, which is a great thing for a lot of us.
Yeah. At the end of our conversation, Dr. Seymour, we'll get you to share your contact information and how folks can go online for more information. But I want to sort of shift gears for just a moment. Tammy came over to your side of the fence, and I understand you went over to Tammy's side of the fence.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about what that's all about.
So when my husband does a lot of shooting anyway, so I had been close to ZERCOPS because I'd been to the range with him a few times, and but you know, he purchased for a Christmas gift. We were telling him we wanted to do the self-defense class. And so he bought it for me and for Annalise for Christmas so that we could go take her self-defense class. And of course, you know, I had one thing in my mind, like, okay, this is going to be cool. I'm going to like learn a couple things. Well, I was blown away. Like it was a complete game changer for me in terms of how I think, in terms of how I evaluate the situation and the environment. And I thought I was pretty situationally aware anyway. Like I kind of thought I was, but I wasn't. I learned that I definitely wasn't to the level that I needed to be in the world that we live in now.
Yeah.
And the more brazen that the world gets, the more important it is to have some skills to be able to protect yourself and protect your loved ones, and you know, to be able to defend yourself and have some hope that you could get out of a dangerous situation if you ever found yourself in one.
Did you know before taking the class that Tammy would not be somebody you'd want to run into in a dark alley?
Well, she would be the one that I would want on my team.
On your side.
In fact, Dr. Christie and I fight about this, because Dr. Christie is like, I call her, and I'm like, no, I call her. So we better all be on the same boat if something goes down, because she's going to be leading the charge there. Yes, no, I mean, you could tell she's a very, very smart woman, incredibly smart woman, very strong and very confident. And so I was automatically drawn to that in her. And then looking at her health, you know, I'm thinking, we got to maximize everything that we can for every patient. Yeah. But when you learn what they do outside of your office and the kind of life that they live, it becomes, you feel the weight of that responsibility. Like, I've got to help them to be able to live the life that God called them to live, because they are super important in this world.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was really an honor to take her class and to learn from her.
A friend of mine, she and I took a couple classes with Tammy, and after our first one, she said, I'm just going to put it bluntly, she's a badass.
Yes, yes.
So Tammy definitely knows her stuff. So you went through one of her classes. You describe it a little bit of how that sort of changed your life and your perspective and looking out for your own protection and safety of you and your family.
So I think one of the most impactful things was just learning to look everywhere I go at the potential places that I would need to, if I needed to escape. Like that's just kind of a very practical, like my husband and I, if we go out to dinner now, the first thing I'll do is I'll sit down and I'll say 8 or 7. And he'll be like, what? And I'm like, that's how many exits there are in this place that I can get out. not legit exits, but like there's a window and there's a door and there's a cubby and there's a... And so she helped me to train my brain to be able to do that. And in addition to being a chiropractic physician, I coach a cheer team. So I'm consistently responsible for 10 group of girls. And sometimes we're you know, it's at night sometimes, or where, you know, you're focused on what you think you need to be focused on. And it's very easy to get distracted away from what else is going on around you. Mm-hmm. I travel a lot, and sometimes by myself, actually frequently by myself. So it helped me to understand ways that I could travel more confidently and be able to just make wise decisions. So I wasn't first putting myself in a compromising situation, but if I found myself in one that maybe I didn't create, how could I defend myself, and how could I walk that out? So it really encouraged me confident wise to be able to think that I could actually handle a situation with practice. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't just go, or there's so much information. Like I think she showed us 40 different ways to get out of, or more maybe, ways to get out of, you know, if someone grabs you, if they grab you from here or here or here or here, there's so many different ways to get out. So you have to practice it, and you have to understand it and know it. All kinds of weapons training. And some of those weapons were not things that I ever thought about carrying, because I didn't feel like I could confidently carry them. And so it just really, really gave me a large amount of excitement and hope that, wait a second, I got this. I'm not a badass yet like she is, but I'm working on it. Yeah. Like, I'm close.
Yeah, you're going to graduate soon, it sounds like. Yeah. Your daughter, Annalise, is here with us today. Annalise, I understand you went through the program with your mother?
Yes, I did.
So what did you think?
It was really cool. I mean, we did a lot of stuff, and it was kind of cool to think, like, you're never caught. You know, like, they could catch you in any position, you're never fully caught.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I forgot you said that.
Yeah. So did you share with your friends that you had been through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I was like, went to dinner that night with one of my guy friends. And I was like, hey, like, grab me by the wrist. And he was like, what? And so he grabbed me, and then I got out. And it was kind of cool. He's like, how did you do that? And I was like, can't tell you.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Well, whenever you have a boyfriend, you may want to let them know you've been through Tammy's class.
Yep.
That way they know that they need to watch what they do.
Yeah.
And you may be having to protect them.
Oh, yeah.
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 So,
yeah.
But you're how old?
I'm 15.
So would you recommend this to your other friends that are 15 out there?
Oh, for sure. It was really fun. Like, just to learn all this stuff, and it was really... makes you feel really, like, powerful and stuff. Yeah. So,
did you think it was strange learning some of the things that you had never been exposed to yet? Kind of like, wait, what? I would have to get out of that? People do that? Like, that's a thing? Was that kind of scary or intimidating or anything? Or was it just cool to learn?
Honestly, like, it was just kind of cool to think, I can get out now. You know what I mean? With practice, but I can do this. I can get out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would encourage any. In fact, I want my entire cheer squad to take it. I was telling Tammy, I would love to be able to have every single girl on that squad go through this class. I think it's critical information. You know, you never know. You think you know people, and that was another thing that Tammy taught us. Is listen, you think that you know people really, really well. You don't always, yeah. And things can turn, and they can turn bad. And people who you thought were, you know, an advocate for you may actually not be. And so you've got to train your brain to be okay with thinking that and not feel guilty for thinking that, but actually start to trust your gut a little bit.
Yeah. Tammy, let's add you back into the conversation as the teacher, the mentor. How do you think these ladies did in your class? Did they A+?
Actually, yes. I was impressed. She came, they did a lot of note taking. She'd run back to her little desk and she'd write down.
Copious notes.
Yes. Lots. She's a note taker. That doctor side of her just jumped right out.
Yeah.
But during the class, I have lots of different types of students. And some of them, as I tell them before the class starts, you know, we all have our own certain style. And as I'm teaching all these different methods, and honestly, it's just one technique you can use as many ways as you want. And as I'm teaching this, I'll watch them and I'll see, I recognize their style immediately. And I know which ones they're going to really like and which ones they're not. And I tell them that when you find your style, hold on to that one, grow it, you know, make it whatever you want it to be, because there's no wrong way to do it as long as you get away. And then I'll see other ones that, when they try different methods, it's definitely not their style. And I was like, do not waste your time. Move on. Right. But they did great, both of them, actually.
Tammy, what would you have to say to the mothers out there listening today that has a 15-year-old daughter like Annalise, and they think, you know, I don't know that I want to expose my daughter or son to violence or this type of training. What would you say to them that are listening to make them stop and think that this is important training?
You know, I teach this class all across the state. I have some actual businesses. They require their employees to go through this class to even be hired in medical facilities. I teach at a lot of rape crisis centers and in shelters, and I deal with sex trafficking. And I'm going to say that dealing with young ladies that have been sex trafficked and actually got recovered, their lives will never, ever, ever be the same. They are damaged in ways that we can't really fix. And anything that you could do for your daughter to keep her from ever having to experience something like that, you need to do it, period.
So this is a way to prevent or
absolutely
reduce the high level of risk,
yes,
that a young lady could have happen in their life.
If they knew how, I mean, sheltering their children, I mean, we all do that as parents, right? We try to make this safe bubble for our kids to grow up in. But the truth is that when they step outside that bubble, that world that they're, you know, presented in is, it's not a good place. They are not prepared. If you have not prepared them ahead of time, they are not prepared. They don't know what to look for. And in today's society, all the kids, their entire world is in their cell phone. They've lost a lot of the communication skills or how to recognize different body language and, you know, what to watch for in people. And so when they step out, like at Christmas time, a lot of times I have emergency defense classes for all those young ladies coming back from their first semester who, they thought, I got this, no problem. But they get there and they figure out that, wow, number one, my roommate's crazy. You know, I have to walk down all these dark alleys at night to go to classes. Boys don't know what the word no means. A million different reasons. They come back scared.
Yeah.
Because they're not prepared. And all these young teenagers come to my class. Their parents will make them come, especially in the summertime is the worst. But they come in with attitude because they want to be out on the boat with their friends or something. And in their mind, I mean, reality. In their mind, they think that, well, if somebody bothers me, I'm just going to kick them in the junk, right? I mean, you guys have been guarding that since Jump Street. That's the only place you expect us to try to hit you, right?
For real. Yeah, 100%.
So, and I have never heard it explained that way, but that's very well said.
I mean, it's real, and I have to adjust to their attitudes and help them understand the importance when
they first
come.
You've been protecting daughters your whole life, too.
I have. My daughters look like little brat dolls. They're really tiny with big hair, big eyes, and big lips. So it was a challenge in my life.
Yeah. So. Well, our guest today has been Dr. Callie Seymour at Scenic City Clinic of Chiropractic and Nutrition and her daughter, Annalise. It's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you. In closing, can you share with everyone how they can get in touch with you, where they can seek more information online?
Yes, of course. If you or someone you love needs chiropractic care, it would be Scenic City Clinic of Chiropractic and Nutrition. Our phone number is 423-402-4602.
Share that one more time, please.
Sure. 423-402-4602. And I also do private natural healthcare coaching. Weight loss. Sorry, I said healthcare. It is healthcare, but it's weight loss coaching. And I can be reached at Callie, that's C-A-L-L-Y, Seymour, Seymour.com, CallieSeymour.com.
You're counseling people to prevent them from ending up in our healthcare system.
Yes, 100%, 100%.
And that website again, one more time, please.
CallieSeymour.com.
All right. And where exactly are you located?
We're right over on 7530 Goodwin Road in Chattanooga. So it's right near Hamilton Place Mall.
Okay, so you're in the East Brainerd area. All right. Well, Annalise, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Yeah,
you did very, very well today. Is there anything you'd like to say to your fan club members out there that may be listening?
Nope, just hey.
A shout out to anybody?
Nope.
All right.
I think I'm good. Thank you.
If you got something else you'd like to share?
Yeah, we'll shout out to Hannah. That's my oldest daughter. I was telling her about your class as well. She's 30, so she was like fascinated to hear all the things that we learned, and she was actually really excited to get into one of your classes at some point whenever that happens. But you know, she's at that age where she's still doing a lot of stuff alone and a lot of stuff late at night with work. And again, she felt the same way. She felt like she got a little overconfident in how she is very situationally aware, but she even realized she got so used to being in certain situations that it didn't faze her anymore. And so like having that new level of awareness as things in the world just get worse, I think, like you mentioned, instead of having our kids in a bubble, let's prepare them in a way that makes them feel like they could handle a situation without being overconfident, that they can just go put themselves in one. Like Tammy told us, we got to practice a lot. Like you got to be home practicing. And our husband knows we're going to practice behind closed doors because we want to be confident that what we're doing is just for us to be, you know, for us to know what to do in a hard situation. Yeah. So that's the only shout out I've got.
All right. Well, thank you both again for your time today.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. We've got a lot more Split Second presented by ZerkOps after the break. For Tammy Zerk, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
In January 2021 alone, gun sales were up nearly 80%. With the huge surge in gun sales, it has become a very important focus at ZerkOps to assist new gun owners with obtaining the knowledge and skills needed to handle their firearm responsibly and with confidence. Whatever your skill level, let us help you become more comfortable with your handgun. Check out our schedule at ZerkOps.com.
As we continue Split Second presented by ZerkOps, I am Sean Woodfill along with Tammy Zerk, and it is about time for us to come to a close. But before we do, Tammy, I would like for you to share where listeners can seek out more information about what's going on at ZerkOps.
Okay, the easiest, fastest way would just to be go to our website. It's ZerkOps.com, ZerkOps.com. You can see the classes, the breakdown of the classes, which gives you information about each one of them. And then you can also see the schedule. From the schedule, you can click on whichever class you're interested in taking, and it just takes you to registration straight from the website. So right. It's pretty simple. Or if you have any questions, you can email us at info@zerkops.com, or you can just give us a call, 423-710-3170.
One last thing I would like to also ask, isn't your company doing hiring now?
Always doing hiring.
So anyone out there that is looking for a great place to work, whether part-time or full-time, I would assume.
I have both. Since we do all the training, it makes it a lot easier for us for armed and unarmed security. But now we've started an industrial cleaning company, so I'm also looking for people with, you know, experience with different types of cleaning. So the easiest way to put in an application is, again, on our website. At the very top, there's a tab that says Security Services. If you click on that, the very first words is application. So you just click on that and put it in, and it comes straight to our office.
Would this be a fair statement to say, Tammy, anyone out there listening that may have a background in law enforcement and looking for some additional income, this would possibly be a place for them?
Yeah, I have quite a few, retired or ex-law enforcement that are working for me. And then I have also had current law enforcement that has worked for me for a different post. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us today. As Tammy said a moment ago, we're going to do our best to bring you Split Second presented by Zerkops every other week. So be sure and check us out at your favorite podcast platform and keep up with us. And we'll be having a lot of great guests as time goes along. And again, don't forget about the website, Zerkops.com. Tammy, it's been a great one. Our first re-edition, how would we describe that?
Re-entry
into the podcast world. And of course, we couldn't do it without all of you out there listening and having your support. All right, stay tuned for the next episode for Tammy Zerk. I'm Sean Whitfield. Again, thank you for listening.
Whether you have recently bought a gun or have had one on your dresser for 20 years, we have a class for you. Pistol, rifle, shotgun, whether you need basic all the way through tactical, we've got you covered. Classes for all ages starting at age 4. Whether you shoot every day or you've never touched a firearm, we can help. Check us out at zerkops.com.